During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Kevin about living with ghosts.
Unfortunately, like I said, my friends broke up and we never did see him again. That night changed him when he saw that and he went through that thing, and he'll never talk. I've actually talked to some people who've seen him around once in a while, and he's different. You know, he's changed. They showed me a picture of him and I was like, you've got to be kidding. He's like a big biker dude now. He wasn't that way back when I knew him. So I'm not saying that was the thing, but he never talked to any of us anymore. That was kind of like, that was it for him.
Just kind of the breaking point that made, you know, obviously people in college sometimes that's kind of is not necessarily a breaking point, but an epiphany point of identifying who you are and the direction that you go in life. But it's interesting that this occurred around that specific event where such dramatic personality shifts took place. You had mentioned there was a somewhat positive attachment that came into your life. Tell me about that one.
Yes. So me and Cheryl had been dating for about, gosh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years by this time. And of course, every place that we had been, you know, something had gone on, of course. And then a lot of that had to do with her because of her powers and abilities. So we were in Winchester, Virginia. I was working for a newspaper out there, and we had been living in a little house. I think it had been about a 35-year-old ranch or something. You know, really nondescript home. But we started having things happen, like little things, like, you know, we'd hear the footsteps, and then we'd hear the doors close, and there wouldn't be anybody home. And she had two sons, so I was basically the stepfather to her kids, so... You know, we always suspect it was them, and it never was. They're out playing outside or whatever. And, you know, so we started noticing these things. So one day, it was in the summer of, I want to say 2003. I was in the shower, and I started noticing, like, a swirling wind around me. Like, okay, that's weird, because, you know, obviously, you know, if you have the air conditioner on, it's going to, you know, it's going to go in there. So I looked at the shower curtain. I was like, that's impossible. How the hell did that happen? So I just kind of blew it off as, yeah, it was probably the air or whatever. So the other couple of times I would do this, I would notice it would almost be in a caressing pattern. Like, it would caress my body. And that was not normal. I knew that wasn't normal. I was like, what the hell is this? Because that doesn't, you know, I know the difference, but, you know, take a hot shower, you open the curtain, it's cold wind, but this was actually with the curtain closed. And it felt like a woman caressing you. So I said, what the hell? So I asked Cheryl, I said, what's going on here with this? And she was like, I see there's a woman here. And I was like, okay, does she need to join me in the shower? She said, well, she thinks you remind her of her husband. She's from, like, a pioneer type lady. She's a long time ago. She doesn't mean any harm. You remind her of her husband. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine and well, but can she, like, not join me in the shower anymore? Because that's kind of scary. And he said, so she basically was able to telepathically communicate with her that her name was Elizabeth. And she was in like the 1800s thing. And we found out later doing research that the plot of land that we were living on, there was a lot of Indian raids and things like that. So there was a lot of pioneer settlements along that area. So that could have been. But yeah, that happened for about 3 or 4 weeks where she would join me in the shower. that was yeah, I know a lot of guys are probably thinking the Entity movie, but it had nothing to do with that. Believe me, it wasn't anything like that.
It's just one of those moments you're like, well, you can't make this shit up.
Exactly. It's never happened since.
Sure.
It's never happened before or since. So again, if I'm crazy, then I must be. what I went through, what I felt. So, like I said, she was a nice attachment.
How did things progress from there on out through those college days and those you know 20 some years of your life where with the paranormal? What were some of the other events that occurred to you? What sounds like a very active point in your life?
Yeah. Well, let me see. There's a lot. Me and Cheryl actually moved to another place in Winchester that we had actually been at. It was like a really hot summer night, and we went out to, because we were both smokers at the time, so we went outside to smoke a cigarette, and I heard Dixie. And I was like, who the fuck is playing Dixie at 3 o'clock in the morning? Because that's something you don't hear about. And I was like, I was looking around, I was like, I don't see anybody out here, none of his neighbors. I was living in a little subdivision, and I was like, you hear that, right? She's like, yeah, I absolutely hear that. So the next day, I went around, and people were like, I don't know, nobody was up playing Dixie. So we're like, well, that's so weird. So I did some more research on it and found out that sometimes that could be a, what do you call that?
Residual?
Yes, thank you. Residual type thing. And we'd also heard cannon fire, like cannonball, like distinct cannonballs being fired, like, in the morning. And I, you know, I was like, that's crazy, but we didn't live too far from one of the battlefields. So that could have been it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That would be the first thing that, you know, one would think. First of all, when you're trying to eliminate the possibilities of, well, maybe there's some reenactors really dedicated to their craft at 2 a.m. But yes. Very likely it's probably something not so living. That's exactly. Out there. Was there anything else in those years of your life that you want to discuss that stood out to you as far as being just very odd in terms of paranormal?
You know, by that time, it was almost to the point where I was actually starting to get used to it.
Okay.
Like, and that was the thing. That's when I actually, at the time that had happened, by the time I had actually gotten to the point where me and Cheryl had basically been like, okay, look, we ran our course, we have to move on, that kind of thing. So it was almost to the point where it was just kind of, I was still learning a lot of different things, but still trying to figure out what this was. And it was at that time where that I started dating another girl, and she had a dark energy about her. So there was a lot of weird stuff that happened around her. She when we were in our very early stages of dating, she had actually called me from home at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and she said she was going to the hospital. I said, "Why, are you sick?" And she's like, "No, I'm going to work." I said, "But you don't work till like 8. She's like, "No, something pulled me off my bed. I'm getting the hell out of my house." And I was like, "What?" So she was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Something pulled me by my leg off of my bed." And I was like, "What the hell?" So you know, we got to talking later on about it, and it was weird because her bedroom, you know, because she was, you know, she didn't want to stay at home anymore. So I told her, I said, okay, well, I'll come over that weekend and I'll stay there and I'll see what's what. Well, I got this distinct impression. It felt like somebody was running up to you like a kid and then running away. You could feel it there. And I could see this in my mind's eye. Like, I was like, what the hell is this? So I told her about that. And I was like, is there anything you need to tell me about this room? Because this room is very, I have a very bad feeling about this room. And she would, you know, no, I've been, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Well, come to find out, like 2 years later in our relationship, her uncle grew up in that room. And he was he was into a lot of dark shit and drugs. And I told you I had a feeling about this. Why would you tell me? She's like, well, I was embarrassed, this and that. I said, well, now look at it. I could have probably helped you get rid of some of that stuff. But by that time, we'd actually been living together. And that's where some of the weirder stuff happened. Like we had, you know, things would come up missing all the time and ending up like a kitchen knife would end up in the bathroom. You know, that kind of thing. It was like a trickster spirit that we had. So that was interesting. And we'd end up blaming each other. And of course, we ended up fighting because, you know, neither one of us did these things. But that was it. But that was one of the first times I saw my first shadow person. Now, that was an interesting one. We were living in an apartment then on the second floor, and we had been in bed one night and we were reading or something, and I had the bed was facing the door jamb. The door, and I happened to look up and I just saw this big shadow go from top to bottom, from floor to ceiling. It had a head, it had arms, no face, but it just expanded all the way up. And I was like, well, what the hell is this? And she nonchalantly said, oh, you see him too? And I was like, I see him too. Yeah, do you mind elaborating what the hell's going on here? So I ran to the bedroom because I'm, you know, my mind's going crazy. Like, what the hell was that? There's no way. So again, we're on the second floor. I'm looking around. There's no lights coming in that would have caused this thing. But it disappeared quickly. But then she finally told me, she said she sees this thing in the house all the time. That was the first experience I ever had with it. But it was one that was everlasting. And now that I've actually done some research on shadow men, that I guess is, I'm not sure, this wasn't one of the hat guys or the, you know, one of those, but it was still, but it went all the way to the ceiling. It was at least 8 foot tall, easy. So that was something that was new.
I'm curious about, but before we start talking about your workplace today, how did that relationship end? Or did it not end?
You know, actually, it ended amicably.
Okay.
Actually, but not before. Well, what had happened, and this is one thing. Like I said, I don't know if anybody will get this from the book or not. And I don't want them thinking, yeah, but that's fine. A couple months prior to me leaving to go back to Virginia, we had broken up. We decided, look, this isn't going to work. Well, I didn't have the time or the money to relocate at the moment. Well, we had a spare bedroom in the trailer. So I told her, I said, look, I said, here, how about we can be friends? You know, it's the opposite end of the thing there. I'll pay rent on it and I'll, you know, give me a couple months and I'll leave. And she was agreed. We were good friends there.
Sure.
We probably made better friends than anything and realized that later. But like 2 weeks before I moved out, I was sitting in my room. And we had two cats and a dog at the time. And I had just the mattress where the bed was on the floor. I saw this thing in my mind's eye walking down the hall. It was a dark black shape, and I could sense the evil out of it. I was like, what? It was like a Friday night. So it was the coolest thing because the animals flanked me. Like I had the dog in front of me and the two cats on either side of me. It's like they did a protection circle for me. It was the craziest thing, but it was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason I knew, and that thing knew, it could not get into my room because I could feel, I could see it walking right up to the door and it would not come into the room. And then finally it just turned around and floated away. And I never saw it again, but she had told me later that she was seeing shadows coming out of the ceiling all the time. So, yeah, that's kind of where I got the idea. She had some dark stuff going on.
Did you ever come to a conclusion as to why she had so many dark things surrounding her?
She had a lot of psychological issues. Growing up, that I found out later, I didn't really know going into our relationship. And actually, unfortunately or fortunately, this is really interesting, is because my position now, I've actually got to understand more. And she was actually bipolar, and she actually had some psychological issues and some mental illness issues. But she had done some dark stuff growing up, and she never told me about it. And it was like pulling teeth to try and get anything out of her. But I talked to her sister later, and I asked her, I said, hey, you know, what was going on with her? And she said, well, she never told you, did she? And I was like, oh, when something starts like that, you know, it can't be good. So she told me that, you know, she did some Ouija board stuff. She practiced witchcraft. She did dark stuff. And she was a very negative person. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it was just, it was attracted to her. And, you know, that's just, as far as I know now, I haven't talked to her in years, but I think she's okay. I mean, as far as like, she's moved on and had a family and everything. But yeah, she's a very dark energy.
Sure, sure. You had mentioned in a letter to me that your current workplace is very, very active. Why don't you expound upon what it is you do and what is going on there these days?
Sure. I am what they call a behavioral health specialist. And basically, that's just a fancy term for a substance abuse counselor.
Sure.
So I work at a residential facility in Alexandria, Virginia. So I basically, what I do, I work the night shift. So I basically, you know, make sure that the the people, you know, go to bed on time, wake up on time, and don't have any issues throughout the night. So, you know, and it's one of those creepy places. It's creepy any time of the night, really. But basically, when I first started there, the other night people had some stories, and I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. So what do you got? So, you know, they told me about, you know, a few things like doors slamming by themselves. They had one night, two of my coworkers heard a ball bouncing in the gym, and there's nothing in there. You know, that was interesting. We have a whistler. He's still there. We'll hear phantom whistling throughout the building, and nobody will be up, but we'll hear him whistle. I've had footsteps on the ceiling, like running across the ceiling, like on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing about a lot of these things at work is what I'm happy about, I suppose, if you want to think of that, is that these are all been corroborated by coworkers. It's not just me. I've heard and seen a lot of different things, but my coworkers have experienced the same things too.
Sure.
So a lot of the people in the day shift do think we're crazy, and that's fine because that's, you know, that's natural. And I totally understand that. But anybody that's worked the nights know that, like, my current director right now worked with me overnight a couple of years ago, and she experienced it. And she was like, Kevin, I don't know how the hell you even do this. I hate this building at night. And she won't admit to it today. And when I told her the book was coming out, she kind of was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, you remember you're in it because we had that incident. And she kind of like tried to play it off. But what had happened there is we have the you know, the big staff office, and to the right outside of the staff office is the hallway to the offices for our coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and it sounded like somebody threw a book across the floor, like it hit the wall. And she jumped up. I jumped up. And she was like, what the hell was that? I said, stay here. I'll go check. There's nothing there. I didn't even find a book. But she, that night, I think she's worked one night shift. That was a couple of years ago. That freaked her out so much that she was just like, I don't want to ever do this.
It must be somewhat, I mean, a difficult environment to be talking about ghosts in. You know, especially when you're dealing with folks who are suffering from addiction and who are suffering from, you know, probably mental illness in there quite a bit as well. Than to be bringing up the topic of ghosts, which, you know, obviously with sometimes the hallucinations and things of that nature go hand in hand with what you're working on helping folks through, which are just that. They are not ghosts. They are things of that nature that have to do with something within our mental capacity. But then you have the topic of ghosts or ghosts themselves mixing themselves in with individuals who are going through those things, which we see very often in yes. stories where there are people, they're almost targets in many cases, folks who are going through a very troubling time, folks who are surrounded with negativity quite often end up being surrounded by dark things. How is that all dealt with being able to talk about something like this in a setting like that?
Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head, Tony. It's very difficult. I've been finding out more now since I've told a lot of most people I work with that this book's coming out. that it's more acceptable. So I think a lot of people actually believed in it before that. But I wanted to keep it on the down low because, again, it's one of those things where, you know, I didn't want it to get out in the community and them thinking, oh, yeah, this place is haunted. And, you know, I heard this last, you know, and I didn't want to cause a disruption. And that's kind of what my kind of fear is now. But again, only if you know me or you know where I work, you're not going to know, you know, what's going on at this place. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it kind of depends, you know, and it is really difficult. Like I said, I'm actually happy that a lot of the people that I work with are, you know, they're either on the fence or they actually know something goes on and something they've actually experienced some things. So they're just like, oh my God, what else? You know? And I said, well, it's in the book. So,
yeah,
but it is definitely an environment. That's the one thing that I could kind of, you know, make the conclusion is because, again, is it, you know, some people I think are haunted. Some people have weak spirits because of their going, the darkness and everything. And is this place rife with that? And I think in this case, it's a little bit of both because, again, I've actually sometimes walking through the communities, which is what we call the commons area of the building, feels like walking through mud because there's just such a heavy thickness of negative energy that mm-hmm. it's like walking through sludge. And the one thing I thought was interesting is I wasn't able to talk to any current clients or past clients for this book. However, now that I was talked about this, oh, hey, Kevin, have you heard? And I'm getting all these stories that are coming out now that I never knew. And I knew that people were experiencing things that were living there. I knew that, but mm-hmm. they would never talk to me about it. And they couldn't. So I found that kind of interesting.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, a compelling story, and it's very good to hear that people are finding a way to open up and share their experiences with you. That's got to be very therapeutic for them. That wraps up part two of our interview with Kevin about living with ghosts. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday morning. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.